Tornado warning. Tornado watch. Severe thunderstorm warning. Flood watch. Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 64 degrees.
This is Casey at YVF for Saginaw County Skywarn. The tornado warning for the east, for the west part of the county has expired. There is still a tornado warning for the east, southeast part of the county, including the Birch Run, Frankenmuth, Elby Township area. That is still in effect to 12:45. This is Casey at YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn.
Updated weather. Flood advisory.
This is K-State-YVF Saginaw County Skywarn. The tornado warning for the east, southeast part of Saginaw County has been canceled at this point. Repeating, there are no current tornado warnings for Saginaw County. A severe thunderstorm warning is still in effect. This is K-State-YVF.
Tornado watch. Flood watch. Flood advisory. Flood watch. Flood advisory. Flood watch. Flood advisory. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Rain. 64 degrees. Flood watch. Flood advisory. Flood watch. Flood advisory. Flood watch. Flood advisory. Good morning. 0 200 hours. Rain. 61 degrees. Flood watch. Flood advisory. Flood watch. Flood advisory. Flood watch. Good morning. 0 300 hours. Rain. 61 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning. 0 400 hours. Rain. 61 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning. 0 500 hours. Rain. 61 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning, 0600 hours. Rain, 61 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning, 0700 hours. Rain, 60 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning, 0800 hours. Cloudy, 60 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning, 0900 hours. Rain, 64 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning, 1000 hours. Cloudy, 64 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy, 64 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy, 67 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy, 67 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood watch. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy, 71 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Flood Watch. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Flood Watch. Flood Watch. Flood Watch. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Updated weather. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees.
KC8YVF mobile.
KC8DOA.
KC8YVF.
Are your tail feathers dragging today?
Yeah, it was a rough morning here. I did not hear my alarm go off this morning. My wife had to yell at me to wake up.
Yep. That was kind of another late night. Hopefully tonight is not severe. We've had some rain off and on. Temperatures haven't been as warm, so there shouldn't be quite as much storm fuel here today as there was last night. You see Tiffany tell her I sent her a couple texts for up there at Oscoda area for the flooding and stuff going on up there.
Okay, yep. I seen, I think the one video on damage in that was out there, the barn out on by my daughter's house, out on Bishop. And Tom just sent me another link. Cushcraft and one other antenna just got sold. MFJ sold the rights to Cushcraft and one of the other antennas to a company in, I think it was Indiana. So the names will live on, and they're promised, they bought a new facility to begin production of those.
Oh, very good. Very good. Yeah, I've been looking for some ham sticks, and they're not as plentiful as they used to be.
Yeah, I've got several Cushcraft antennas that I have, and I said at some point, as things wear out, I will need either replacements or parts. So it's nice to have those back. Hopefully he sells the other brands that he purchased along the way. I think the amplifier company, and there was like four or five of them he bought, so two of them got bought by this company. So that's a good thing.
Well, it's heading in the right direction. Heading in the right direction. Hopefully he's able to sell it all off to fund his retirement.
Yeah, at least, like I said, those subsidiary brands that were separate from MFJ. Obviously, he's not going to sell MFJ because that was his company and his initials, so that won't happen. But, yeah, if we could sell off at least those other brands, that would be nice. And having parts, I got an MFJ beam that's sitting in my shed. I bought all new parts for it, put them on, but it's never got up in the air. They've been at least out of the weather and out of the sun, so Hopefully they're not cracked, the rubber boots and that on there, or I could have problems there. I bet for some of the end caps I probably could find, or at least 3D print them if I needed to. Boy, it's getting dark, but it must be raining up toward Bay City, because it's north of 675 here. It's awful dark out there.
Yeah, it's turning dark here at home, too. The storm was just to the west of us, between Saginaw and Hemlock area, heading up towards north of Bay City.
Okay, yeah, I looked at radar earlier in the day and there was nothing there, but I, again, didn't look out my window at work to see that this was coming. Yeah, it looks pretty dark. Lots of rain out there. They were showing, got a bridge washed out up in Traverse City. Petoskey had flooded out in areas in the city. Traverse City, the river that runs through downtown or area, that had overflowed. So yeah, there's lots of trouble out there water-wise.
Yep, that is for sure. And there's more rain coming across Lake Michigan, so it's probably going to hit us a little later tonight. Don't know how much. But yeah, we're gonna get some more, that's for sure. And hopefully it's not too bad the rest of the week. So I did, like I said, I did text Tiffany a link for a video up there at Lake Vanette and Oscoda. The boat launch where they launched the boats there for Old Orchard and all that stuff up that way. So there's some video on that. It's kind of fascinating. It's flooded up there too.
Yeah, yeah, quite a bit. I read today that we had our 6th, 7th, and 8th tornadoes of the season, and they those were down in Allegan, I think it was Allegan County, over in Grand Rapids jurisdiction. So there were 3 more tornadoes last night in that area, and they still had crews up in Saginaw and other areas. I've seen there was fairly substantial damage in the Ann Arbor area. And I read a couple of weeks ago a statement that Ann Arbor was going to discontinue their sirens, that they were kind of outdated, and, you know, there's other means of getting information. But after last night's storm, city council or whoever was in charge of that decided they're going to keep the sirens and upgrade or do the necessary maintenance on them. So as another form of warning.
Well, that is good, because the neighbors across the road, the only thing that alerted them last night was the sirens. Without the sirens, they wouldn't have been notified. And I told them that they needed to get on Saginaw County Emergency Management emergency notifications and sign up for that.
Yeah, I got so many notifications last night. I got notifications from the National Weather Service directly from their part for the emergency coordinator, so that prompted me. I got several messages from the Saginaw alert system. I got there was like 5 or 6 different messages coming in. My Alexa was giving me warnings, and that was going on. So it was just hard to try and keep up, kind of like, what's going on now? So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of things coming out. Yeah, I'm getting a few sprinkles here. I'm out here at VA Hospital just pulling back out onto Weiss, headed home, and it's now starting to rain. So, yeah, you need all you can, and that was it. Not everybody has a cell phone. Not everybody has a smartphone. So, yeah, having those sirens may seem antiquated, but they're really not. It's another form, and I could hear them, that's for sure, last night. You could hear them even when I was in the basement, I could hear them.
Yep, and that's a good thing. That is definitely a good thing. I think I had 1.57 inches of rain in the rain gauge. I know the neighbor's basement across the road from me got some water in it. Not real bad, but got some in it. Got the carpet wet.
My tip bucket rain system showed 1.284 from yesterday through early this morning. So when I total it up, that's what I had in that.
Okay, so I had a little more than you then. Yeah, it came up to a little over, like I said, 1.57 inches, so a little over an inch and a half.
Yeah, I got one of the rain gauges that you've got, or that style that supposedly is Kokorov's approved. So it looks the same as what you've got. It's about, they've got it on sale right now for about $25 on Amazon, regular like $40 or something like that. And I got to order me one. I got to just, I'm not a Prime member, so I don't get free shipping unless I get, you know, order at least $35. And so I got another 10 bucks worth of stuff I got to come up with to get my free shipping before I order it. But yeah, I got to get... Want to get something more accurate. Like I said, that's pretty close, but it's not as accurate as it should be. So at some point, I'll get one of those ordered.
Yep. Roll of filament, they aren't going to be on sale forever. So add a roll of filament to it, and you'll be over your price.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at, a couple of different things there. I thought about trying, I don't know how my machine will do it. Sunlu's got what they call Easy PA or Easy Nylon. That's supposed to be much easier to print than the other brands. How true that is, I don't know. They've got that on sale for... normally like $40 a spool for 25, so I thought about that, but I'm thinking, yeah, what would I print with it? I really don't have, I got a couple of things that I printed with ABS that didn't turn out. The ABS broke. So I'm wondering if the nylon would work better, a couple of structural parts, and so I thought about that and trying that out.
Well, I don't know all the details on the strength of that stuff. I know that the ABS is available in glass fiber and carbon fiber, but a lot of that is just to help keep it from warping. Apparently it does give it some strength, but I haven't experimented with it that much. Did you by any chance flip your printer plate over to the other side? And that might be something you could pick up to CVOA.
Oh, yeah. I tried both sides. I wore out one side, basically. I've been using for probably 6, 7, 8 months. And then I was having issues. And, again, it's primarily when I switch from PLA to PETG, and I normally clean it in between. But the here goes a guy on his scooter in the rain. So I flipped it over, and that's what I was using, but that didn't help. Like I said, I got another one of the crypto plates, the BIQU plates. I'll just switch that and see how it does. But it seems to happen. Last time it happened, it took like 4 days for me to get that figured out. And I cleaned it and cleaned it and cleaned it. And it was switching when I switched from PLA over to PETG, and it switched back to PLA. So what I've done is I was printing PETG on one side and PLA on the other side, but that didn't help this time either. So I've got an extra plate right now, and the weird thing was I tried that brand new bamboo plate, which is a textured cool plate, and it's supposed to be their top plate for adhesion for PLA and PETG, and the product, like I said, the print worked fine. But that layer line, that purge line that they put down at the beginning before they start the print, it didn't stick on that plate either, and it was, like I said, brand new. I just took it out of the package and put it on, so, and that didn't stick, although what I was printing, like I said, was hard to actually get off. It took a little bit to get it off there, so. Not sure. I will try the brand new plates, and next time I have something to print, I really have nothing on the agenda to print right now, so we'll find out. And I do have ABS glass fiber. I've got a couple of spools when Bamboo had it on sale for like $14 a roll for ABS glass fiber, but still in the package. I haven't used it yet.
Okay. All right, yeah. So the ABS glass fiber, I don't know if it's much stronger or not. I understood the fibers was to help keep it from warping, et cetera. So all you can do is experiment, see how it works, and your print direction makes a difference too, I understand. KCAV away.
Yep, other thing I can do is slow down the print speed on it to do it. I've left it, I've always printed everything in normal, but this is going to be a plate issue, and like I said, I've got a couple of other new plates. I will try one. I'll just print something. I'll put something small on there, so I'm not wasting filament, and see if it corrects it. So I'll work it out when I get time here. It's just a matter of getting time. I did finally get Clayton's information put up on the club's website for the couple of projects that he wanted to do. So I got that up finally yesterday. And now dealing with the rain and that, we got board meeting tonight, so got a few things to talk about there and get some more decisions made here and get things in the works. So we will see you tonight. I'm just pulling in the subdivision, KC8YVF.
Okay. Well, we'll see you tonight. I'll slip in there, try to get in there around 6:30 so I can make sure I get in the room. KC8YVF away.
KC8YVF.
Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch.
N8RHK. N8TVE. N8TVE. N8RHK. N8TVE. November 8, Tango Victor Echo. November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, UN frequency, Dave. Nothing heard. K8KCI, K8KCI, N8RHK. Go away, Kilo Charlie, India, November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo. Nothing heard. November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, Chesney, we're clear.
Flood warning. Flood watch. Good evening. 1900 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good evening. 2000 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees.
KAKCI unit RHK. KAKCI, N8RHK. Nothing heard, N8RHK clear.
Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 66 degrees. Flood warning, flood watch. Flood warning, flood watch. Updated weather. Flood warning. Flood warning. Flood watch. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Flood warning. Flood watch. Flood warning. Flood watch.